small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Pilar Alessandra.
And this is our Patreon episode for the month. And today we are going to talk about our favorite songs from the past quarter century. That's the year 2000 to the year 2025. What happened to us significantly in the year 2000?
We had a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if
Did you think there was going to be something more important
like a history test or something?
Did you think there would be something more important than making life, creating a person?
Yes, we created our first person.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then we created another person in 2004.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, I have not created any persons without you.
That we know of.
That you know of.
That I know of.
All right, before we start, a couple things to unpack. First of all, last week I flew to Brooklyn to move Rita out of one apartment into a better apartment. Because whenever you move, our philosophy has always been the move has to be an upgrade.
Right.
Has to be better than the last place. If not, why bother?
In some way.
In some way. It has to be better in some way.
Yeah.
So I flew there to do that. And one of our listeners, which you guys have heard, you've heard him on episode 530 way back in November 16th of 2020, Mr. Troy Torreson. That episode was Mud Club and Beyond. So check that one out. But anyway, Troy Torreson sent me an email quite a while ago and said, hey, if you ever fly to New York and you need a ride from the airport, I mean, who does that?
Who does that?
In New York.
What were you thinking, Troy?
Troy. And so I'm like, you know what, I'm going to see if he's serious about that. And indeed he was. So Troy picked me up at LaGuardia and took me to Brooklyn. And I mean, I thanked him, but I feel like I didn't thank him enough. So
really, there's no,
I mean,
you have to marry people to have that kind of obligation.
Like, and there were no shenanigans. Like stuff. He didn't insist on any favors. So it was one.
What kind of favors are you even talking about?
I don't know what
about?
I'm talking about. It was all in the up and up.
Right. Okay.
So, and I got to be honest, the ride wasn't long enough even to really, you know, to get even, you know what I mean? It was really quick. It was easy. He was like, hey, I'm out here at, you know, by pylon number D. That's not even a sentence. Number D. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if pylon's what I wanted to use, but anyway. And, you know, grabbed my bag, walked out. There he was, threw it in the back, drove me. It felt like 15 minutes, done deal, hug it out. Thank you so much. So, Troy, just one more thank you for that. I very much appreciate it. And will I ever ask you to do it again? I don't think you can, right? I think you think it's one
and
done.
Is this you trying to get more airport rides out of people?
No, it absolutely isn't.
Is this you was so easy. It was 15 minutes, one and done.
I wouldn't even ask.
And next week, I'm going to L.A.
There in August, coming in August. But no, that's not this at all. But I think that favors a one and done thing, though, right? Don't you think? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure. All right. What else do we got going? Okay. So this, your favorite song from the past quarter century. I didn't think this up. Mr. Andy Solem thought this up. Andy, of course, created and hosts the Pop Fuss podcast. He's been on this show a few times and this was his idea. So naturally, he is going to have the first word today. So let me get it all queued up. And let's talk about us for a second.
Well, did you mention that Rita was actually moving in with Kyle?
Kyle and his wife.
Right. But did you mention that?
I mean, I told Troy that. No, I guess not. Okay.
You mentioned the move.
I'd mentioned the move. Okay.
But
so
Kyle, who used to help you with this.
They know who Kyle is. So yes, Kyle and his wife, their friend, they have a two-bedroom apartment, and they would, you know, as people do in New York, they
had another roommate.
They sublet the room out, And their roommate was moving to move in with their sister, I believe. And so that became available. And so it was offered up to us, and we immediately jumped on that because,
You say us, it's her apartment. She's paying rent.
But we immediately said, yes, do it. And it's been like a week now, and she's super happy.
She's so
There's two,
happy.
there's a cat and a dog there. Kyle and Marissa cook. They offer her food. We set up her room. It's great. The building's.
Did you tell them about the slum she lived in before
I
this?
didn't call it a slum. I
It
think
was.
that's derogatory.
Oh, is it? Okay,
I don't
sorry.
know. It's a sketchy. Say sketchy.
It was
I'm not
sketchy.
editing
It
slum out.
had a. It had a train that literally ran by her
But
window.
she liked.
It was covered in
Covered in
graffiti.
graffiti.
The door, the main door didn't work.
Barely opened.
Oh, at one point, she was like, the sink is spewing brown water. Is that normal? Like stuff like that.
No,
It
it's
was
not
just
normal. And then
disgusting.
asking me from, then 3,000 miles away, now I don't know what how far we are away, but a plane flight away. Hey, how do I fix this? I don't know. You got to call someone.
So we're
So
really happy,
yeah,
yeah.
Kyle lives in a secure building. There's an elevator. It's just way better. So again, every move has to be better, and this is a better move.
If we're happy, if Pat's happy,
Not if I'm happy.
if
If I
Pat's happy, you're happy, listeners.
no.
No?
If there can be, look, if I don't really have that much stress, but with Rita in that apartment, I had some stress.
Oh, man. Yes,
I
man.
was yeah, I was not, and that was over a year. It was 15 months, longer than that, right? March, April, May, June. Yeah, like 16, 17 months of just like, ugh,
And rapidly aging on our part. Yes.
rapidly aging. Yes. I went from 60 to 61
Yes.
easily.
Yes.
Okay, what else? Okay, so today you and I, it's 4th of July.
Yeah, happy 4th of July, everybody. Yeah.
That's fireworks. We were gonna go get some genuine North Carolina barbecue, right?
Right.
And 4th of July, everything's closed.
Yeah.
So we went to the place. What was it called? Camel City?
Yeah.
Camel City Barbecue. We drove up. I'm like, hey, this looks like a great place. Closed.
No, it's close.
So we ended up going to a place called Cookout.
Yeah, people who from this area know Cookout. It's pretty famous all
Well,
over.
listen all over the world
Yeah, okay.
in this podcast. Cookout's like it's a drive-through that you don't eat in, and they have like 40 different milkshakes. We didn't get a milkshake.
Okay, if you're really going to tell this story,
Yeah.
because it's pretty boring, you should probably
Why is
tell
it
it.
boring?
It's boring. You should
Well,
tell
look,
it
you're
the way that you told me with the kids slang that you have learned since working at Trader Joe's, because I thought that was a good way to tell the story.
Yeah, I don't remember anything I
You
said.
the story?
Nope.
Oh, come on. Do
I
you
remember saying some slang words
telling
that
it to me all the kids like so
that was just for you. That was a story that was to make you smile.
it was so we got these things because we thought they were going to be fire, but then my burger was actually
Mid,
it was mid.
because they didn't put anything on it. It was just a bun and a patty.
So in
That's
other
not what you
words,
asked for.
it was totally chopped,
It
right?
was
It
chopped.
was chopped, and then
But you added stuff to it here at home, and then it was gas.
it was gas. Exactly. That's the end of our story.
You think that
I
is
think it's
better?
way better
All
than
right.
telling everybody you didn't get what you wanted in your
All right.
burger. I mean, come on.
I got what I wanted.
How patient are the people who listen here? Like
Very, very.
they know they've gone through
I know.
like 15 different cereal conversations with your child
Here's what they're doing right
still.
now. They're
Yeah.
wondering if you're going to stay the whole show or walk off again.
I'm not. I didn't really walk off. I just got so
You
tired
shouldn't have agreed to do
today.
it then.
You were so drunk and it kept
I
going
was only
on
drunk.
and on and on.
Okay, I had one drink. Okay, speaking of drunk, last night I
Last
worked,
night.
yesterday I worked 12 to 8. And I didn't really have anything to eat. Like for dinner, I came home and I had a smoothie.
Yeah, that was
And so then you said, do you want to go out for a drink? And I was like, yeah, because I have off today. And I was out early, 8 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock last night. So we went, do you remember what the name? We drove to a
We
couple
tried a
places and then we
couple places,
finally
all closed.
all closed. Like right when we walked up, I'm like, they're like, oh, we close in a minute.
It
Oh,
was
okay.
9 o'clock.
Yeah. It's like one of my favorite scenes in a comedy movie is Easy Money with Rodney Dangerfield. And they need to get something. They need to get, I forget what they need to get, but they drive up to a 7-Eleven and they get to the door and the door's locked and the sign says open 23 hours.
That is kind of how it felt.
Yeah, that's how it felt. So then, do you remember the place we did end up?
Starts with an R.
Revelation? Renovation?
Revelation.
I don't know.
It was like renovation.
Renovation, something like that.
Revelation.
So, what did you get? You got like a hazy IPA?
Oh, I got a cider.
A cider. Okay, same thing. And
Hazy
I got
IPA.
something called a boozy orange soda.
Yeah.
And it did me in.
You were Mr. Boozy.
I handed over the keys.
Yeah.
We came here. I was out.
You were entertaining though.
Oh, okay. That's good. I
You
don't like to be a mean drunk.
right. You were not a mean drunk. You were just an entertaining drunk.
I was totally like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I knew I was drunk. I'm like, this is the worst.
Yeah.
Not the worst. It was actually the best.
But it was,
One
wacky.
drink, though. One.
Well, you really didn't have anything to eat.
One
That
drink.
was my fault.
I mean, orangey boo soda. That says lightweight all over it. And you order that, they know, oh, this guy. All right, so here we go. Andy Solem, let's hear your intro and your song. I'm excited on Rock Solid. Fave songs from this past quarter century. That's 25 years, folks.
Hello, Rock Solid Faithful. This is Andy Solem from the West Coast of Florida with my song for the best song of the last quarter century. Now, here's the thing. This is my idea. I thought it would be a really fun challenge for everybody and thought it'd be super cool to hear what everyone chose. The thing is, this is really freaking difficult. I mark all of my songs in my iTunes library as favorites, and I had literally hundreds from this past quarter century I could have chosen from. So this is really difficult. Having said that, I narrowed it down to one of my favorite songs for sure. This is a track by Jeff Whalen. It's called The Alien Lanes. Now, Jeff was in a band called Czar, Tsar, and their debut album from 2000 is a power pop classic. And Jeff's solo record from a few years ago, it's called 10 More Rock Super Hits, really does have 10 rock super hits on it. And this is another one. I call this tune a dream police for the 21st century. Cheap Trick vibes everywhere, especially during the bridge where there's strings that come in. Total Cheap Trick. I love this song so much. Hope you love it too.
All right, good song, Andy, and thank you for choosing this topic. This was fun. Now, look, I picked a song. Usually I pick a couple songs, but I can't do that this time because you can only pick one. You only have one fave from the last 25 years. Mine will be the playout song today, and I'm not even going to hint at what it is. And Pilar, you picked one.
I picked one.
All right, that's all you're allowed to pick.
Yeah, and I love that this is the first one where you're only going to play one song.
Well, because
That's
you can only
great.
you I mean I mean look, there was a bunch.
No, it's not a challenge.
I was gonna look, I thought about saying, oh, it could have been this one and play that, but it wasn't. Or could have been this one, but it wasn't. But I didn't do that. I wanted to be fair.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hey folks, Pat Francis here from the Rock Solid Podcast. I want to talk to you a little bit about U-Turn Audio. Let me tell you something. I own a couple of these Orbit turntables. Brilliant sound, simple design, pure analog experience. They come in a multitude of colors. They look cool. They sound even better. You got to get one of these. And if you're thinking about upgrading your system like I did, there's many accessories and cartridges to choose from on the U-Turn website. I just added a Q-lever arm to my Orbit turntable. And I upgraded my cartridge to the Ortofon 2M Blue, and it sounds amazing. Look, everything you need to know can be found at uturnaudio.com. They've got turntables, speakers, accessories, replacement parts, and cartridges. So for all your turntable needs, that's where to go. UTurnAudio.com.
Now back to the show.
All right, next up. Now, this guy, David Harvey, he does the artwork for all these Patreon episodes. He hand draws them, does all the stuff. And so thank you, David Harvey. And I always tell him, hey, you got to join in these. And he usually doesn't, but this time put the hard press on. So he did. So here we go. This is David Harvey.
Hi, Pat. And hello also to my favorite Rock Solid co-host. This is Dave Harvey from British Columbia, Canada, with my choice of favorite song of the last 25 years. I chose a song by Joel Plaskett called The Park Avenue Sobriety Test. The lyrics tell a quirky story, and it's full of thoughtful observations such as, some people are wealthy, others are rich, some people complain while others just bitch. I hope everyone enjoys The Park Avenue Sobriety Test.
This is the Park Avenue Sobriety Test. It's a kick in the teeth. It's the hornet's nest. It's the Park Avenue Sobriety Test. It's the cold, hard light of day. It's the pain in your heart. It's the look in your eyes. All of your friends are dropping like flies. It's the hole in the sky when a young man dies. You just wanna go to sleep. And when you finally sleep, you imagine a world. It's a beautiful world filled with beautiful girls. And the girls in your world, the one you imagine, they all wanna know your name.
All right, that is the Park Avenue Sobriety Test, which I would have failed last night.
Mm-hmm.
And the artist is Joel Plaskett. And David Harvey, thanks. And both of these songs, two songs I've never heard before.
Great.
So thank you so much.
I love, like, and hello to my favorite Rock Solid co-host, insert name here. Yeah. That was wise.
I think he meant you, because every time he does the artwork, he's writing your name on it. So I think he did mean you.
Hmm.
I do. All right. So this next person, should we play the intro first? Or should we talk about her first?
This is
Martina O'Boyle.
Martina O'Boyle, let's talk about her.
Okay, so Martina O'Boyle is a listener of the show. Yay. And we've messaged back and forth for years and years and years. At one point, she lived in Chiswick in London area, and she was right down the street from our friend Dara, and then they hung out. And Martina knows, there's so many crossovers with people she knows and I knows from all the years. And so about 2 weeks ago, she messaged me and she said, are you in Winston-Salem? I go, yeah, that's where we moved to. And she's like, I'm in Winston-Salem. She's working on the Van Gogh Interactive Museum piece. And so she was here for 2 weeks, and on her last day here, which was this Monday? Was it this past Monday?
I can't remember.
All right, we'll just say it was. She came over to the house and we took her out to a diner for brunch.
It was really
fun. So we got to meet.
It was super cool.
Super cool.
It felt like somebody that we had known for so long.
Yeah, for sure.
And I couldn't believe it was actually your first time actually meeting her in person.
Well, when I tell people that I've never met Dave Fastini in person, they can't even believe it.
Well, I can't believe it either, because you guys text like every day.
We're like little girls.
You are like little girls.
All right.
Yes.
Well,
so Martina, it was a pleasure. It was a real pleasure.
It was.
You have great listeners.
I don't make them great. They're just nice people.
Yeah. Every time we meet one of them in person, we're just like, oh my gosh. They're just...
Yeah. Except for Kevin Hartbarger.
Oh yeah. He's
that guy. All right. Wow. Here we go. Here's Martina's intro and song. And I don't know this band or this song either. So here we go.
Unfair. Add my name to the list of Rock Solid Nation that finds it impossible to choose. A quarter century of music, and we're supposed to choose just one favorite song? Oh, okay, I'm going to have to do honorable mentions or shout outs to Lizzo, to Kelly Clarkson, to Dar Williams, to Taylor Swift. I also like music by men. But I'm going to go with my most recent acquisition, because I have a new favorite band. They are in my top 10. And last summer, I had never heard of these guys. Now, I've seen them 3 times in 2 different countries, and they do not disappoint live. If you like Springsteen, with a dash of the Smiths and a little soupçon of the Killers, and there's a fiddle involved, you're gonna love these guys. This is a song about running into your ex at a bar, and it doesn't go so well. This is the Airborne Toxic Event, sometime around midnight.
You haven't seen her for a while. But you know that she's watching. She's laughing, she's turning, she's holding her tonic like a cross. The room's suddenly spinning. She walks up and asks how you are. So you can smell her perfume, you can see her lying naked in your arms. So there's a change in your emotions, and all these memories come rushing like fear waves to your mind. Of the curl of your body's like 2 perfect circles entwined.
Want to hear the rest of the story, you got to go and seek out the song Sometime Around Midnight by the Airborne Toxic Event. Good choice, Martina. How many songs? Really, that, I mean, look.
These are so interesting.
How many songs do you think were written and released in the last 25 years?
Jesus.
It's a billion?
A billion?
I'm not even joking. I mean,
a billion?
Maybe.
I don't know.
25 years are so many. Look, I think Taylor Swift released 500,000 songs on her own.
Really?
In the past 25
no,
years.
No, you lie.
No,
she didn't do 500,000 songs.
I mean, I think so.
But
I think she did. Written and released. All right. Now, speaking of airport runs, this next gentleman once took you and I to the airport.
Are you still trying to get airport rides out of your listeners?
No. But this is Kyle Hildreth. You know him.
I do, because of the airport run.
That's right. Now, before I play Kyle's intro, I just want to say it's the audio is not great on his intro. I'm not going to make fun of it. I'm just telling you up front as a way to make fun of it without making fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to hear Kyle, who does all the artwork for the Versus episodes. So again, thank you, Kyle. And thank you, David Harvey. And thank you, Jason Levy, who does artwork now. And thank you, Daryl Asher, who does artwork. And if there's anyone out there that wants to do artwork, wants to throw their hat into the ring, I'll use you like once every 5 weeks or so. You know where to email me, rocksolidpodcast@gmail.com. All right, here's Kyle Hildreth, who leans towards the rock and music sometimes. So let's find out what he's got for us.
Ugh, it is so disgusting outside. And when it's disgusting outside, you know I'm going to send my song choice in. Hey, everybody, it's Kyle from the woods of Western Mass. And it is 100 degrees outside right now, Fahrenheit, not Celsius. And it is so gross, I decided to stay inside and send my choice in for the favorite song of the last 25 years, 2000-2025. That's insane. I can't pick a favorite song because I have so many songs I like from. I can't remember 25 years ago before my kids were born, before I got married. That's insane. So I'm going to pick one from all the way back in 2024 from a band that I learned about maybe 5 years ago called The Native Howl, a band out of Michigan. They are a thrash grass band. I think it's a band I've probably submitted something here before about, but maybe not. Either way, this is their album came out last year, 2024, called Sons of Destruction. And this is the first song we saw them play back in the concert, like I said, about 4 or 5 years ago. They are amazing. So much energy. Just masters at the instruments, great songs. And this song is the one that really stuck with me since then. And I do sing it a lot. So here is The Native Howl with Can't Sleep.
You, I can't sleep, I can't sleep, baby. We'll
right. That was the Native Howl, and the song is called Can't Sleep. Now, what's funny is that song starts out, and the audio is a little sketchy, and then it gets crystal clear. It was almost as if Kyle Hildreth was trying to make his intro match the beginning of that song. So you did it, Kyle. Thanks. You fooled us.
I like how, like, punk country that was.
Punk country.
That was crazy.
Punkry. Punk tree. I don't know. Now, Pilar, I was going to say that you were the most famous person on the show today.
Oh, well, that's setting the bar low.
But you're not.
Ah.
You're the second most famous person.
Who is the most famous person?
Well, the next voice we hear is the most famous person.
Okay.
Friend of the show, friend of mine, love this guy, and he did this for us today. So let's take a listen.
Hey, Pat. It's David Wild, and my favorite song of this century is Get Lucky by Daft Punk. And I like the message, Get Lucky. It's, you know, it's very, well, I'm not going to go there. But I also just think it's a brilliant song. I never get sick of it. It's one of those endless loop songs that I can listen to forever. I have memories of meeting with Daft Punk when we were planning a Grammy performance, and also then working on making that performance, which ended up featuring Stevie Wonder in addition to Daft Punk and Pharrell and Nile Rodgers. But in any case, I feel I have gotten lucky in being asked to contribute to this episode. And I mean that with some, but not a tremendous amount of sincerity. I'm sorry if I was a Daft Punk there. Bye.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
That sounds like something from 1978. It's like it's like the kind of like R&B disco stuff that like was on all the time in my, you know, with my parents and stuff.
Yeah, it's like a retro disco vibe for sure, and that's from 2013.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, David, for doing that. I texted a few people in a thread, and David was the first one to come through. So very much appreciate it.
Isn't it wild? It's crazy that like a Rolling Stones writer, a very famous one at that, finds your podcast, reaches out to you and says, I really like your podcast, becomes a regular contributor and co-host of the podcast.
Insanity.
It is. It is because like,
it's like a kid's dream.
Yeah. It really is.
I had a subscription to Rolling Stone magazine always. And never really realized that, like, the name I would see on the cover that said David Wild, like, I never realized that that guy's my age either.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? Like, I thought, like, oh, that has to be an older gentleman to have such a prestigious job. And, it blows my mind. All these things blow my mind. And the fact that he made one of our daughter's greatest memories of all time by letting us go to watch Billie Eilish rehearse, and then Billie Eilish had an interaction with Rita. It's just the craziest, biggest thing ever.
And Rita just cried.
So many dad points, and thank you so much, David Wild. Now, this next gentleman, I don't think that he said his name in his intro. So I'll tell you his name because I think this is the one where he didn't say it. This is Richard Birch. So here we go. Take it away, Richard Birch.
Hi, Pat and the rest of the Rock Solid crew. My choice of track for the favourite song from the last 25 years is a track off an album called Rock Fairy by an artist called Duffy. She had a lot of success in the sort of 2008-2010 era. This track went to number one in the UK, and I think it done quite well in the States. The track's called Mercy by Duffy. Brilliant Northern Soul type thing to it. Hope you all enjoy it. Cheers. Bye.
Richard Birch, excellent choice. Next time, don't forget to introduce yourself, Richard. And look, I know this is not a competition today, but if I have to be honest, the winner so far for me, that's my favorite song.
I love that. It has such an Amy Winehouse vibe. It has a, I don't know. Also, okay.
It's a little bit different than Amy Winehouse for me.
Well, it's just, it's
well, no, because she, this woman's alive.
So it's a little bit different. That is horrible. Stop.
All right. So what were you getting? What were you saying?
No.
You're not going to say anything now?
No.
You're done?
Yeah.
That's all it took for me to get you not to talk.
That's so low.
What is, when do you want to play your song? Do you want to play it later? Or do you want to play it in a few more? Or what do you want to do?
I could play it now. It's funny because Amy Winehouse was definitely like second in my head. As far as like, I was like, oh, but you know, would it be Rehab? Would it be, you know, like I love her sound. Mm-hmm. And but I went with what were called the Dixie Chicks at the time.
Yeah, but not anymore.
The Chicks. And this was from a 2007 album, which won a Grammy. I was listening to it relentlessly. It was called The Long Way Home. Mm-hmm.
Taking
the Long Way. And I was listening to it over and over and over again, and people were making fun of me, and then it won a Grammy, so I redeemed myself. But I love every song on it, but there was this one song called Silent House, and you know me and sad songs.
Yeah.
I love sad songs.
They say so much.
I love story songs. Mm-hmm. And musically, first of all, this song in three parts is so good. Like the verse, the bridge, the chorus. In the interest of time, I didn't pick Star to get a verse. But just the way that this is all crafted, I guess dissonance is the best way to describe the kind of harmonies that come into this and stuff. So I really love it musically.
Okay.
But then there's what the subject matter is. And it's really even hard for me to say without crying. But it was based on Natalie Maines' grandmother, who had Alzheimer's.
Correct.
And it's about going into her house and capturing all of the memories and allowing her grandmother to forget.
Mm.
And it's so great and specific. And I love it. So, Silent House.
And the song's 5 minutes and 24 seconds. So, we might not get the full spectrum of this song,
right?
Just the clip.
Right, because we're just doing the bridge and the chorus right now.
So, seek it out, people.
Yeah.
Maybe someone out there that's on Spotify. I am not. Maybe someone will put together a Spotify playlist of these songs and put it out there.
Oh, what a good idea.
That would be cool. Aaron Kahn, I'm talking to you. All right. Here we go. Silent House, The Chicks from the album Taking the Long Way. I think Rick Rubin produced this album.
Oh,
wow. I think. I'll find out. Here we go.
That makes sense.
Everything that you made by hand. Everything.
one got to you, didn't it? It got to you right now.
It makes me think of your mom.
Aw. Trust me, that house is never silent. I grew up in that house, never silent with my dad there. Do you need a hug?
I feel bad for her. She's great. She's such a lovely lady. She's so great, and she is in good mind. I don't want anybody to think she isn't, but she, every detail in that house, she loves that house. She loves, you know, like people don't appreciate how much she loves every detail about her life, about the food that she makes, about the pictures on the wall, I get it, you know, and I don't know. I feel really lucky that I kind of got a second chance with her when I went home for Christmas and you weren't there. And I got to hang out with her.
That was my best Christmas. Just me in bed, sweating.
I had COVID and I ended up with his in-laws. Yeah. And,
that was you requested it. You wanted it. It was
no, we were one we were there. We were stuck there, but yeah. But it ended up being lovely. She's such a sweet, sweet person.
And then and now, would you like to say nice words about my dad? Oh no. Okay. So now this is interesting. I looked this song up on online because I wanted to make sure Natalie Maines had a hand in writing this, and she certainly did. But what I did not know is that song is also co-written by Neil Finn. Now look, the song is called Silent House. Neil Finn's band is Crowded House.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know. So that's wild. So anyway, there you go. So are you going to be able to get through?
I am.
Are you crying so that you can get out of recording the rest of the episode?
That song, that's why I picked it, because I can't not have an emotional response to it. For some reason, it doesn't matter how many years have gone by, every time I hear that song, I'm a puddle.
Right. And when I think about my house, I listen to a song that brings up memories of my house. It's called Crazy Nights by Kiss. And that's the song that brings up the memories for me about my house. Okay. Next up, thank you, Pilar, for getting emotional, getting raw and down, and just letting everything fly.
Cool.
So nice. So good to see you peel off that rough exterior.
Oh, God.
All right. Here we go. Coming up on Rock Solid, this gentleman.
Hello, Pat, and to all the Rock Solid listeners tuning in around the world. This is Steve Perry from over in Sydney, Australia, with my contribution for this month's episode. My favourite song from the last 25 years. The song that I've chosen is from one of my favourite all-time artists, Paul Weller, and it is from his 2020 album, so not that long ago, on Sunset, and it's the title track. Thanks very much, Pat, for all the great shows, all the great content, and all the hard work that you put into presenting these great shows. Here is Paul Weller with On Sunset.
I was gonna say hi, but no one lived. There's me forgetting just how long it's been, and the palm trees sway as the warm breeze blew. When the sun was high,
if it's your favorite song of the last 25 years, it's definitely has to be something different. It's got to be an earworm. It's got to maybe make you cry. Yeah. You never know. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be a little bit of everything.
I expected everybody to kind of pick the hits, and
there's
and
no hits.
Nobody has
no hits.
It's really cool.
That Daft Punk song might be a hit, but that's okay, 'cause it was cool.
Yeah.
But, all right. Now remember how What a welcome addition to the show, hearing David Wilde's voice again was.
Yes.
Well, this might be the opposite for some people.
Stop. You're the worst.
Here we go.
Hey guys, Murray Valeriano here for What It's Worth and occasional co-host of the Rock Solid podcast. How you been? I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in a while, man. I've been super, super busy. I have not been able to do a Rock Solid episode. And then with Pat moving to Wisconsin, we've hardly had a chance to talk to each other. So I'm really excited when he asked me to submit a song for 2000 to 2025. Especially the early 2000s, man. I mean, we're kicking it off in 2000 with U2 dropping All That You Can't Leave Behind, one of my favorite U2 albums. But I didn't go with that. And then I was thinking My Morning Jacket had a great album back then. That Swedish band, Soundtrack of Our Lives. So much great stuff in the early 2000s. But I'm going with one of my all-time favorite concept albums by the Flaming Lips, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. I love this album. When this album came out, it was on heavy rotation. I love the production. I love just all the crazy psychedelic musicianship in it. I saw this tour at the Palladium here in Hollywood. Liz Phair opened. It was great, man. They had like a psychedelic backdrop that showed crazy movies. The bass player was dressed like a panda bear. Wayne Coyne, the lead singer, had these giant Hulk hands he would punch in the air. He poured blood all over himself. He had one of those, you know, those mechanic lights that hang in a the hood of a car that's just, it's a light with a hook and then the plugs into the, he had one of those, but it had like Christmas tree tinsel on it, so he'd swing it around up in the air. Oh, dude, hands down, one of my favorite concerts ever. It was great. I highly recommend seeing him. But this is Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Pat, take it at about 25 seconds in, and you know, she's a black belt in karate. Hey, hey.
Her name is Yoshimi. She's a black belt in karate. Working for the city, she has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat those evil machines. I know she can beat them. Oh, Yoshimi.
Is called Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots Part One. I wonder if there ever was a part two or a conclusion to the story. And that makes me want to listen to that album and hear the story.
Yeah, that's a really, that's a whimsical song. It's cute.
So you just weren't paying attention. Murray was describing the concert. What was going on when he saw the band live?
It was going on and on and on. I'm like, what is
It's a major concert event for the gentleman.
What?
Yeah. He was just describing his fun night. And friend of the show, Liz Phair, opened that tour. So very cool is what Murray said. I got to be honest. I got to put a request out there. I'm missing Tony Greathouse's voice on these episodes. Tony,
Hey. Where
are you?
How are we going to be sweet?
Mm-hmm. We need sweetness in 2025 more than ever.
We do. Is it because he's tired of you trying to get him to paint our house?
I'm not trying to get him to paint our house. Sometimes I'll text him and say, hey, if a guy was going to paint something like this, how much would it cost for you to come over and do it? I mean, that's not trying to get him to paint. No, if Tony Greathouse lived even close to us, he would be doing all our painting, and I assume at a reduced price, but with a big tip. All right.
Maybe you can drive us to the airport too.
Tony, do you do airport runs? I know you're in Alabama. Okay, moving on. This gentleman always brings the rock. I don't know if he's going to bring the rock today. I hope he does. Come on, Jerry Riggs.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. For this bonus episode entitled Favorite Song from the Last Quarter Century, not only did I choose one of my favorite songs, I also chose one of my favorite bands. That band is Rival Sons from Long Beach, California, forming in 2009. The song I chose is called Stood By Me, which comes from their sixth studio album called Feral Roots, released in January 2019. I hope you and your listeners enjoy this song as much as I do. Thanks, Pat, as always. You and your listeners, be safe and keep rocking.
Sons, and the song is Stood By Me. You know, my album A Day in 2025, I've been doing like theme months. This month I'm doing all solo albums, but I think in August I think I'm gonna do albums or bands that I've never heard before.
Okay.
And that'll give me a chance to listen to an album by the Rival Sons.
Awesome.
And some of these, or that Duffy album, and or maybe I'll
And it's an album every day.
It's an album every day.
Wow.
Album a day.
Wow. I mean, look, I know you're always constantly listening to music.
Yeah.
Which means I'm always constantly tuning out just a little bit. So I didn't realize though that like you listen to a full album every single day.
And I don't have a big commute anymore. Mm-hmm. So it takes me about 6 minutes to get to work. Mm-hmm. But then I'm always early to work. Right. So I definitely hear like two or three songs to work, mm-hmm. you know, and then like when I come home for lunch, so that's like a song. And then I go back and that's a song.
And sometimes then, when you come home from work at like 10 and I take showers at night,
you're then like, I'll be some song.
You'll like be on the couch just listening to your yeah. album while I'm showering yeah. or whatever.
But when I shower, then that's when I start the album. Mm-hmm. So I do have little spots to get through the whole album in a day for sure.
Wow.
For sure.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So that would be 30 new albums for you.
That would be
30 new artists,
30 new albums. Yeah.
That's great. Look, it could be thing to do.
It could be an artist that I know.
Uh-oh.
No. It could be like I bought the new Peter Gabriel album and I've never listened to it.
Oh, does this count?
That counts.
Yeah, but that's somebody like you.
I said albums or artists that I've never listened to.
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah.
But yeah, that new Peter Gabriel album came out like a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years, and I haven't listened to it yet. So okay. That would count.
Okay.
All right. Next up, it's funny. It's funny that I put this guy in the rotation after Jerry Riggs, because you know why?
Why?
They're friends. Here we go.
Hey, Rock Solid. This is Dwayne Hoffman from Columbus, Ohio. I just got home from the guy who brings the rock, Jerry Riggs' annual kick-ass pool party. And he informed me to quit dicking around and submit a song for the Patreon episode.
That's right.
So here it goes. Last quarter century, I'm going to go with a band I like called The Answer. They're an Irish band, and this album came out in 2011. The album's called Revival, and the track is called One More Revival. And if you could just take it from the minute, 7 second mark, that'd be great. Thanks, Pat. And if there's a co-host, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Great too.
Wait, how many people submitted?
Remember, there's an intro and then a song. So there's like 20 There's 20 songs.
Because I'm looking at this going, oh, we're at the bottom of the list. We are not. Okay.
Well, we're at the halfway point.
Okay.
So we have like 10 more intros, 10 more songs.
Look, they're not boring. They're great.
No, they're
not. They're awesome.
There's only one thing boring today. It's me.
No.
Thank you.
It was your hamburger story. That was boring.
You know who tells a great hamburger story?
Who?
Wimpy.
Oh, man. That is reaching back.
I love Popeye. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to
hide it.
Thank you. All right. This next guy is a friend of the show and told me he'll be passing through here this summer. And he will stay here on his way to performing at the Ren Faire. And this is Mr. Steve O'Dockerson. You know him best as Hob the Troll. Do they know him better as Hob the Troll or do they know him better as Steve-O?
No idea.
I have no idea. Hob the Troll's got the fans.
Okay.
Steve-O's got the love.
Just play it.
Just play it? Wow. Oh, she's going to walk off.
I thought we were done. Keep going.
I can't stop talking sometimes.
You can't.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid family. It's Steve O'Dockerson here. And boy, talk about a daunting task, huh? Best song of the last 25 years? Why, that's 29 Guided by Voices albums to sift through. No, I'm not going to choose one of those. I'm choosing the song Colors by Beck. The album of the same name came out in 2017 and is his 13th studio release. It's banger from top to bottom. It sounds like what I imagined the future would sound like 25 years ago. It's definitely a headphone song. The current play count on my iTunes for this song is 36. Which doesn't count the number of times I've played it in my car, because I also have this on CD as well. Anyway, put those headphones on and drop it from the start, and enjoy!
Hey, Steve-O, that was a good one, and I like that album. That album is really good, that album by Beck. I like it. Okay, Steve-O also has texted me that he had an idea for the next Patreon episode, and summer will be wrapping up next month in August, and so he wants to hear songs about summer, sun, and sea.
Aw.
Summer, sun, and sea. So that's what we got. And look, don't send your song until I post it on the Patreon page. That's how I know that only Patreon people are sending in tunes. And again, patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. That is where you support the show for as little as $2 a month, and you get to participate in episodes like this. Now, my wife, Pilar Alessandra, do
yes.
you want to talk about your relationship with Beck?
No.
No? You don't want
to? No, I do not.
Okay.
Well, then I don't really have a relationship with Beck. I am several degrees removed from Beck.
All right. So.
Yeah. Okay. But I know I'm not going to go into that.
Okay. Okay.
Look. That can remain a mystery for
that everybody. Can remain a mystery. Oh, boy, the emails.
Okay.
Okay. That's why I ask you. I just, you know, I wanted to see. All right. Here's another intro and song. You having fun so far?
Yeah, absolutely. This is I don't know. Your listeners are always amazing.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. Alex Peek here. In 2020, when we all had a lot of downtime going on, I decided to come up with a top 20 favorite song list. I spent a lot of time thinking about it and had a pretty good, concise list. And I would say my top two favorite songs, depending on when you ask and what day it is, I will pick one or the other. But it came down to two songs, The Strokes' Reptilia and the band Bloc Party with their song I Still Remember, with the song being released in 2006. I'm going to go ahead and go with Bloc Party on this one because we give The Strokes a lot of love on Rock Solid, and I wanted to go with a band that I really don't think I've heard on the podcast. Pat, if you can take the song from the minute and 8 second mark, we get a good flavor of the verse, the chorus, into what I consider the best part of the song, which is the guitar melody throughout the piece. And I just think it's just completely full of hooks, and it's just a great, great song. Thanks again, Pat, and enjoy I Still Remember by Bloc Party.
What did you think of that, Pilar?
You know what's interesting to me about all these songs? They all seem like they have influences from way earlier than 2000. So when I'm listening to them, I'm going like, oh, that feels a little 80s, mm-hmm. or that feels a little 50s, or that feels a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little disco, whatever. Like all these favorite songs seem to kind of encapsulate a sound from before 2000. I just think it's kind of interesting.
That is interesting, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it makes sense, but I like how you're describing it. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this gentleman, I don't know if this is Mark Goddard, and I don't know if Mark has participated before, or if he has, he hasn't done it a lot. So let's find out what he's bringing to the party.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Mark from Exeter in the UK. And the song I want to nominate is Do To Me by Trombone Shorty from New Orleans. I heard this album for true that it comes from in 2011 on a late night music show in the UK. I absolutely loved it. The song is written or co-written by an artist I'd never heard of called Ryan Mobler. And it just has the most amazing solos on it, obviously a trombone. And also a really searing guitar solo from Jeff Beck, which incredibly just blends right into the song, even though I don't think it's a style of music he'd ever participated in before. Just brilliant. And he went on to bigger things and still is. And he did one other song on this album in a collaboration with Kid Rock called Mrs. Orleans, which I'd highly recommend as well. The lyrics don't leave much to the imagination. Do To Me is kind of what you think it's going to be, a bit like a Kiss song, but just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I hope you enjoy.
I know you came here to move. Showing up tonight, so to show and prove. I know you feel so good when you're feeling the groove. And I can show you how it's done. But hold on, not so fast. You got the feeling, make the fire last. You want to feel it from me, I want to feel it from you. I say, what you gonna do? Or what you gonna do to me? Or what I'm gonna do to you? I bet you like it. Or what you gonna do to me? I'm gonna do to you, I bet you like it. Late night, with the lights right. down low.
Yeah, I get it now. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I like that song.
Mark said that this was the lyrics kind of like a Kiss song, and it's no Love Gun, Mark.
You know,
no Love Gun.
He mentioned Kid Rock, and I was thinking, did you ever have an episode about like good music, terrible people?
Yeah, I think we called it Shitbags.
Yeah,
Think so. Yeah,
yeah, where you like you like the song, but a shitbag is the one that recorded it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Did you really call it Shitbags?
I think we might have.
Who?
I think we called it Shitbags.
How long ago was that?
I don't know. It couldn't have been that long ago. Okay. You're laughing at that title.
I am. I'm okay.
All right. Let's get. This lovely lady always has great intros, and. Her voice is radio friendly.
Here we go.
So let's listen to Katie Ninas.
Hey everyone, this is Katie Ninas from southeastern Wisconsin with my pick for favorite song of the first quarter of the 21st century. First, a little update. Pat, you may remember my first contribution was the favorite song of 2023 episode in which I said I was listening to every episode in order and had gotten up to the COVID days. Well, I just heard that episode last week. I'm catching up. And I will be up to date in the coming months. As of my recording this, I have 75 unlistened episodes, and I listen to about one a day while commuting to and from work.
Wow.
Anyway, back to the point.
I have to just pause 1 second. A lot of people check out the podcast. There's some people from work that are listening now, but
nobody
is starting from the beginning and listening the whole way through. Like, I would love to pick Katie's brain and ask her, you know, was the show getting better, or when did you not be as interested, or have I tried to maintain the same quality, or just what's your favorite period? All these things, because if she's listening from the he who shall not be named period through the classic period, which I refer to as Kyle, Murray, Mike, Christy and April, and then into, you know, the COVID era and Zoom guests. I mean,
you can't ask her, because by the time she gets this request, it's the future.
It's the future.
It's like a year later that she's hearing us say.
Well, she says she has 75 more to listen to, and she listens to one a day. So that would be... I'm sure she doesn't work 7 days a week. So, 75 divided by 5, whatever that is, you know, a couple months, she'll be caught up.
Okay, so it won't be a year.
Anyway.
This is like our billion thing. Like, we're bad with math.
Yeah, we're bad with math. Katie, thank you so much for investing all this time in hearing my stupid voice. I appreciate it. And now, I'm going to back up your intro just a little bit.
To her beautiful voice. Jeez.
I know. She has a really nice voice, right?
Good Lord.
All right. Here we go. I backed it up a little bit because I don't want to miss anything. So here we go. And just thank you, Katie, for putting in the work.
Anyway, back to the point. Picking one favorite song from the past 25 years is such an impossible task. There's so much good music and so many artists that have brought cheer and meaning to my life. And this time period includes a couple of high school years for me as a geriatric millennial. And please remember, only one of Hanson's albums came out prior to 2000. What am I supposed to do? Honestly, there are so many songs that have made an indelible impact on my life, so I can't say for certain what I'm going to pick is my absolute favorite of the century so far, but it's up there and makes me happy every time I hear it. I am picking Chapstick by the band Coin. It's such a jam, and I have like a whole movie that plays in my head when I hear the song. Unfortunately, Coin recently broke up because two of the three members turned out to be trash human beings. And the lead singer, Chase Lawrence, didn't want to work with them anymore, which, you know, good for him. I do hope that he's able to continue a music career, either in a new band or solo or whatever that might look like. But anyway, I hope you all enjoy. Here's Chapstick by Coin.
Yeah. in the apple pie and the sharpshooter. I'm in the overtime like it's sharpshooter. I feel like I'm intruding. She's a friend of mine in the alibi in the getaway car in the overdrive like it's sharpshooter. I like the way you're moving. She's a real life wow. What's she talking about? I think I love her. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm so proud.
That is a good one.
For your album a day with the new albums, why don't you just start with all the albums that have been mentioned on this show?
Oh, you know what? Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, ooh.
How about that?
All right.
How about that?
Suggestion.
All right.
Defensive husband action right there. Yep.
You just relax.
All right.
I think in 2025, what I need to tell you is calm down.
Do not tell me to calm down. And that is Pat is saying that because he knows that is a trigger. Whenever any adult male tells me or any woman my age to calm down.
I love saying it as a joke.
Oh,
I say it to this girl Megan at work all the time. I go, calm down.
Oh,
it cracks me up so much.
Does she just give you hell?
I think she punches me or something.
Yes, good.
All right, here's another one. We're almost done, folks. Now, I'm going to give a hint so people listening might be able to guess what song I picked.
Okay,
I'm going to give a hint. You ready?
All right.
It came out in 2006. Okay, here we go. Here's the next person.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Joe Thomas from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. One of my favorite songs from the past 25 years is Wasting My Time by the Canadian band Default. Now, I admit, the past 25 years, I've had trouble keeping up with new music. But in 2001, this song definitely caught my attention. So once again, Pat, thanks for letting me be a part of this show. Hope everybody out there has a great summer. So enjoy Wasting My Time by Default.
Like that, and I was enjoying that sound for quite a while. But good choice, Joe Thomas. Thank you so much. All right, now next up is Travis Kennedy. He's a new dad.
Yay!
Talked about that before. I love all the posts that he and his wife make online. They had a baby boy. I'm not going to give the kid's name out because I wouldn't do that. So let's just refer to the kid as Abner.
Abner.
I don't know. I just think of the worst name.
What are you doing?
But Travis, baby Abner is so cute. I love the posts and just fantastic. And Travis is a great guy.
Yes.
And just fantastic. So, and his wife is, she's great too because she puts up with him.
Yeah. And all his nonsense. And you, because you named your baby Abner. God.
That's a code name for cuteness.
Okay.
All right. Travis, this intro is long, but we're going to deal with it. Here we go.
Greetings and salutations, pod people, and a good day to you, esteemed host, parenthetical S, depending on if Pat roped anyone else into sitting there with him. Today's submission for the best song of the last 25 years proved to be incredibly hard. And as always, I overthought it, and it came down to either something from 2004 or something from 2022, which felt like if it was more recent, it's kind of like a cop-out, like, oh, but
I ended up going with the 2022 song because generally I'm against the idea of constantly playing songs over and over again, hitting repeat in the same session, because I'm like, you're going to get tired of the song. And with this song, I found myself breaking that rule. The song comes from the Muse release of 2022 called Will of the People, just an all-around solid album. And hey, it looks like they've got something else coming out this year. And the actual song on there is called You Make Me Feel Like It's Halloween, which seems like it could just be a Halloween novelty song, but really it isn't. And honestly, I love Halloween anyway, so it doesn't matter. But the song itself is just so damn funky. And the way the bass hits at the bass line hits at the beginning is just magic. But it somehow evokes somebody's watching me, but still feels modern. And it's a chef's kiss song in my opinion. And I think it's probably one of the top most played songs on my iTunes. So from the beginning, here it is. You Make Me Feel Like It's Halloween. And thanks for letting me do this.
Halloween. Pilar, what holiday do I make you feel like?
Oh, God. Valentine's Day, every day, honey. Christmas. A snowy Christmas.
Boy, I'm not believing any of this.
Days.
Arbor Day. All right, here we go. Kevin Clement, coming at you.
Hello, Pat and fellow rock soliders. This is Kevin Clement from South Louisiana chiming in with my favorite song from the last quarter century. That's just a really tough task. There's so many songs that came out in the last 25 years, and I love a whole bunch of them. But I'm going to go ahead and go with the song Borderline from Tame Impala. Came out in 2019 off of the album The Slow Rush. It's just a really cool tune, fun song just to jam to. So thank you so much, Pat, for doing all you do. Hope everyone is doing well, and I hope to talk to you again next month. Thank you.
Not leaning into like super popular artists, although Tame Impala is very popular, but you're right, they're not leaning into like hit songs or even, you know, there's no I've said it already. There's no Taylor Swift on here. There's no Foo Fighters. It's like,
right.
It's really an eclectic mix. And I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting it to be this eclectic. So thank you, everyone,
you know what,
for bringing the heat.
What I keep thinking is, you know, going back to movies again, like, why do movies always play the same songs when, like, if you took any song from this list and put it in a movie, it would work probably for emotionally under a scene, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Like, there's so much out there that could be highlighted. And that always, I don't know, we always hear the same ones over and over again.
Yeah, it's always AC/DC.
Right?
The Stones.
Or whatever. Yeah. Can I thank everybody for my own podcast on the page? I hijacked some Patreon listeners and had them share their favorite song from a movie or TV show that really exemplified a great storytelling moment for them. And they came through. You all came through so much. So in case you didn't get to actually listen to it, it's the On the Page podcast. It's episode 938. And it was just amazing. So I actually want to hijack everybody again. And Pat said it would be okay. Can I bring that up here, or should I tell them at the end?
I guess so.
All right.
Go ahead.
So I want to hijack you all again. And in this case, it's not about music. Okay. All right. Because some of you kind of came out as the movie and TV fans that you are. So On the Page is a podcast about screenwriting. And so I'd love to know your favorite dialogue moment. This could be a great line, a great monologue, or a great dialogue interaction. And if you want to give me an intro and then maybe record a little clip, just like you would with a piece of music, of your favorite little dialogue intro, not intro, sorry, your favorite little dialogue moment in a movie or a TV show, I would love it, and then we'll turn that into an episode again.
So you want them to record an intro introducing this dialogue moment, and then we'll drop that dialogue moment in after their intro?
No. I think that if they could actually find the dialogue moment, the line, the monologue, or the little exchange, let's say that it's on a YouTube clip, and or it's you've got the DVD and you're recording off your TV or however, you know, that would be really helpful.
But you want an intro introducing this clip too, right?
Yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts on why you love it so much. Like, why you feel like it is just a choice moment in the story. Mm-hmm. And I guess I wouldn't be putting this out if I didn't think that your listeners were, like, completely do it.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, so anybody's interested, it's out there. And maybe I'll also convince Pat to you know, shoot you a Patreon reminder, something like that.
You type that up and I'll drop it.
Okay, awesome.
So I would go back to 1989, and it was the first time a superhero was coming to screen that I loved, and it was Batman. And the movie was the Tim Burton film Batman.
Uh-huh.
And my line of dialogue would be when one of the hoodlums says, "Who are you?"
Yes.
"Who are you, man?"
Mm-hmm.
And then we hear, "I'm Batman."
Yeah. Yeah.
That pretty much sums it up for me.
Right. Right. Exactly.
You punks, you street punks.
Perfect.
All right. This person needs no introduction. You know the voice. This person doesn't even introduce themselves because they know that you know, and now we're going to know.
Do we know?
So I love this assignment.
Ah!
And when I was looking at, all right, well, the last 25 years, there are many songs that are total bops that I love. And then there are songs that are meaningful to me by Lucinda Williams and others, but I wanted to pick something that was just an undeniable classic made in the last 25 years. So I chose from the 2003 album by the White Stripes, Elephant, I chose Seven Nation Army.
that time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget.
Christy Stratton.
Thank you for doing it. Yeah. We appreciate it. Now, Mike Siegel did not participate because he's on a boat, and Kyle didn't participate because he's lazy. So, but those two people, I wrote to them, and I said, let's do this. And thank you to David Wilde, Murray Valeriano, and number one in our hearts, Miss Christy Stratton.
Ooh, we're voting.
We're voting. Yeah, we just voted.
Okay.
All right. This guy is from Pennsylvania, and he always participates, and it's always fun. So here's Mr. George Worley.
Hi, Pat. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. For my favorite song of the last quarter century, I went with one that barely made the cut, as it was released in January of the year 2000. The song Kryptonite by Three Doors Down was their first ever single and a huge hit on several charts, and it was evidently written in math class by band member Brad Arnold when he was just 15. With the latest Superman movie coming out this summer, I figured this was a good time to revisit a song that no doubt even Clark Kent would love, despite the title. Pat, please play Kryptonite by Three Doors Down, and thanks as always for these episodes.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon. But I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah. I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon. After all I knew, it had to be something to do with you.
We get Seven Nation Army and Kryptonite, you know, near the end of the show, which is fine. Those two songs are great. George sounds exactly like everyone I went to high school with.
Oh, really?
That's how, that's the
that's Pennsylvania?
That's the Pennsylvania accent. But George's intros are always just perfect. 34 seconds, succinct. I mean, I don't know if that's one take, George, or if we're here in take 27, but all, the intros are always on point. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Much appreciated that you participate all the time. All right. We are almost done. I think we've got two songs, and I got the playout song, which, by the way, another hint on my playout song, it's 4 minutes and 10 seconds long. Mm. So you've got two hints now, 2006 and 4 minutes and 10 seconds long. I feel like you should be able to guess it by now. Come on, guys. I'm sure someone's in their car going, I know it. I know what it is. All right. Here comes a friend that I text with daily, me and Dave Festini and Joe Reynolds.
What's the name of your group right now? Because I know it changes.
It's called Dummies right now.
It's still Dummies.
And the and then we have like we have a picture for the thread.
Yeah.
And for the past couple of weeks, it's been a picture of my dad. Joe lifted it from the article in the Altoona Mirror about my dad being voted mayor of the year. I guess only one mayor was in the running.
Oh my God. Mayor of the year.
Mayor of the year.
By the Altoona Mirror, probably.
Like, who knows? Who knows?
If mayor of the year in the Altoona area is.
Yeah, I mean, mayor of the year that lives on this street. All right, here's Joe Reynolds' intro.
Hey, Pat. Joe Reynolds from Philly here. My favorite song of the last 25 years has to be Return by Natalie Hemby. It's from her 2017 concept album, Puxico. The song's all about coming back to what matters, home, love, roots. And that's exactly what it did for me. It brought me back to music in a way I hadn't felt in a long time. It unexpectedly sparked something even bigger, a musical connection I have now with my son, Max. Max was around 8 when he first heard Natalie's music, and he connected to it right away. I bought him a signed copy of her latest album, and when it arrived, I filmed him opening the box, and he was so thrilled. When I posted it on social media, Natalie got in touch with us, and sent Max a huge box of signed vinyl, t-shirts. I mean, it was just, and really a sweet note. But since then, Max has fallen in love with music too. He collects vinyl, lives for concerts, lights up when he meets artists and collects signatures. Return didn't just connect me to the music I love. The song passed that love on to Max. As the lyrics say, return it to a love that was returned to me. This is Return by Natalie Hemby. Thanks, Pat.
Job, Natalie Hemby, for being a great artist and embracing fans. And I mean, that's similar to the Billie Eilish story. Max gets to meet the artist and they send him stuff. Pretty cool.
I like that story.
Yeah.
That
very nice.
A really nice intro.
Very good intro and a good song too. All right. We got one more song and then it's my turn with a play out. Are you okay, honey?
I'm sneezing.
You're sneezing? God bless you. Or as I like to say here in the South to make people mad, dog bless you. Because it's all God down there.
Oh, stop it.
It is.
Stop.
It's no. Okay, so where do we find your podcast? It's on Libsyn. On the Page Podcast on Libsyn.
It's on any place that you get your podcast. Hold on, I'm sneezing again. Ooh, ooh, ooh. No, I'm good. Any place, Spotify, any, you know, Apple Music.
Everywhere.
It's called On the Page.
And comes right up in Google.
You come On the Page Podcast, and I think we're not doing the countdown yet.
We're heading towards 1,000.
We're heading towards 1,000. I think we've got like a little over 60 to go.
All right. Patreon people, there will be some updates this week on the Rock Room because it is 95% painted. And then the carpet is going in this Tuesday. And then my lovely wife has ordered furniture for the room. We got four new chairs to go around the podcast table.
Yeah.
You ordered a coffee table that like the center pops up and becomes like a computer desk.
Yeah. So I've been having so much fun getting like man cave furniture.
I want me to live out there.
It's all like stuff that turns into other stuff that like is ridiculous.
And
like
then she gave me a bottle and goes, and you can wash your face out there. And
No.
In the garage.
No, I just figure like, you know what? I'm into like, let's lean into this. And so I got a couch that has cup holders built into it.
Yeah, like it's Joey and Chandler.
Exactly. And it reclines and it turns into a bed.
See, she does want me to sleep out there.
So I'm just like, let's just go all in. Yes. And then this crazy coffee table and these like fake leather man chairs for the podcast and
whenever I have a boozy orange soda. Are you going to make me sleep out there?
I'm just saying, like, right. let's go all in. If we're going to do this, let's do it right.
So, yeah, I'll have some updates for the Patreon people. I'll post some photos soon or maybe a video. And you can find us on Blue Sky at Rock Solid Podcast and find us on Instagram at Rock Solid Show. And we're on Facebook. So, you know, follow us all those places. It's much appreciated. And so we have one more listener song. And then we will play my song as the play out. And this guy's song, Christy Stratton would love it, I think. This is a bop that she would love.
Hey, Pat, and all the Rock Solid listeners out there. This is Matt Treese in New Hampshire with my pick for my favorite song from the past quarter century. And it is an obvious pick, but it is an obvious pick for a reason. It is White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. I remember hearing this song for the first time. The early 2000s were, you know, the rock was in kind of in decline. And then this comes out and just really kind of cuts through and just really knocked me off my feet. And yeah, I've since heard it a million times, but I still love it. It still, you know, turns up the crowds of sporting events and is just still a great song. So enjoy, and thank you guys for letting me participate.
All right, Matt, you know we already heard it, so I'm going to fade it down right now. But Matt Treese and Christy Stratton with the same song. That was the only same song today. Now, look, let's talk about what we didn't hear. We didn't hear it. There's no U2. There's no Killers. There's no Haim. There's no Foo Fighters, no Taylor Swift. It's kind of wild.
Well, I think it's cool. It's just like how deep your listeners' love of and knowledge of music goes, that they don't have to just, you know, be listening to whatever the album of the year is,
right,
like I was in 2007.
There's nothing wrong with that album. That's a great album. And in case I didn't say it, Rick Rubin did produce that Chicks album. So I just want to look up some info on my song that I'm going to play.
Okay. We know that it's 2006.
Don't give the song away.
Four
minutes and 10 seconds. The band had a 10-year gap between albums. They released an album called Congratulations, I'm Sorry in 1996. And then it was 10 long years until this album by the Gin Blossoms came out called Major Lodge Victory. This is the song that kicks off the album. And the reason I picked this is because this is a song that pops into my head all the time and I will sing it like all the time. There's a lot of these songs like Do 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 Heartbreaker by the Rolling Stones. I sing that all the time.
Like a nervous tick.
Like a nervous tick, like a mental patient.
Right.
But that song didn't come out in the last 25 years, but this one did. It came out in 2006, written by Jesse Valenzuela. And everybody, please enjoy one of my favorite songs of all time. This is Gin Blossoms, Learning the Hard Way. Thank you, Pilar.
Thank you, Pat.
Here we go.
Turn back, we just